The second is an image. In three-quarter profile, carved massively out of light and shade, a face towers over the commuters that wait, stunted beneath. It is only an advertising photograph pasted on a billboard in a railway station. But to my mind's eye, it has the impassive grandeur of long-forgotten queens and deities carved into rock faces by ancient civilizations. To contemplate the exquisite arc of the eye, the broad, smooth sweep of the cheekbones, the impeccable line and proportions of the nose, is to marvel that the randomness of human variation can produce something so supernaturally perfect as this. The skin that embellishes these remarkable bones has the opaque luminosity of alabaster. It appears paler still by contrast with the elaborate twists and coils of copper hair that are arranged with such precision around the fine temples and down the strong, elegant neck. As if this extravagant beauty were not enough, there are the eyes, intensified by some photographic sleight of hand to an inhuman green, the green of glass in a church window, or of emeralds, or of boiled sweets. They gaze out over the heads of the commuters with perfect inexpression. This woman, I remember thinking, as I gazed at her green, unseeing eyes, does not have a soul. Now, if the letter was to be believed, Vida Winter wanted to tell the truth about herself. This was curious enough in itself, but curiouser still was my next thought. Why should she want to tell it to me?